Hello everyone, my name is Igor Achenko and you may know me from Org Mailing List. However, today I'm not going to talk about Org Mode. Today I'm going to talk about Emacs performance and how it's affected by its memory management code. First, I will introduce the basic concepts of Emacs memory management and what garbage collection is. Then, I will show you user statistics collected from volunteer users over the last half year. And I will end with some guidelines on how to tweak Emacs garbage collection customizations to optimize Emacs performance and when it's necessary or not necessary to do. So let's begin. What is garbage collection? To understand what is garbage collection, we need to realize that anything you do in Emacs is some kind of command, and any command is most likely running some ELISP code. And every time you run ELISP code, you most likely need to allocate certain memory in RAM. And some of this memory is retained for a long time, and some of this memory is transient. Of course, Emacs has to clear this transient memory from time to time to not occupy all the possible RAM in the computer. In this small example, we have one global variable that is assigned the value, but when assigning the value, we first allocate a temporary variable and then a temporary list and only retain some part of this list in this global variable. So in terms of memory graph, we can represent this as two variable plots, one transient, one permanent, and then a list of three consoles, and part of which is retained as a global variable. But part of it, which is temporary variable symbol and the first element of the list, is not used, and it must be cleared at some point. So that's what Emacs does. For every now and then, Emacs goes through all the memory and identify which part of the memory are not used, and then clear them so that it can free up the RAM. This process is called garbage collection, and Emacs uses a very simple and old algorithm which is called mark and sweep. So during this mark and sweep process, it's basically two stages. First, Emacs scans all the memory that is allocated, and then identify which memory is still in use, which is linked to some variables, for example, and which memory is not used anymore, even though it was allocated in the past. And the second stage is clears that whatever memory is not that is not allocated. During the process, Emacs cannot do anything else. So basically, every time Emacs scans the memory, it freezes up and doesn't respond to anything. And if it takes too much time so that users can notice it, then of course Emacs is not responsive at all. And if it's this garbage collection is triggered too frequently, then it's not just not responsive every now and then, it's also not responsive all the time, almost all the time, so it cannot even normally type or stuff or do some normal commands. This mark and sweep algorithm is taking the more memory Emacs uses. So basically, the more buffers you open, the more packages you load, the more complex commands you run, the more memory is used, and basically the longer Emacs takes to perform a single garbage collection. Of course, Emacs being Emacs, and this garbage collection can be tweaked. In particular, users can tweak how frequently Emacs does garbage collection using two basic variables, gcconst threshold and gcconst percentage. Where threshold is the raw number of kilobytes Emacs needs to allocate before triggering another garbage collection, and the gcconst percentage is similar, but it's defined in terms of fraction of already allocated memory. If you follow various Emacs forums, you may be familiar with people complaining about garbage collection, and there are many suggestions about what to do with it. Like most frequently you see gcconst threshold recommended to be increased, and a number of prepackaged Emacs distributions like Dumimax do increase it. Or like I have seen suggestions which are actually horrible to disable garbage collection temporarily or like for a long time. Which is nice, you can see it quite frequently, which indicates there might be some problem. However, every time like one user posts about this problem, it's just one data point, and it doesn't mean that everyone actually suffers from it. It doesn't mean that everyone should do it. So in order to understand if this garbage collection is really a problem, which is a common problem, we do need some kind of statistics. And only using the actual statistics, we can understand if it should be recommended for everyone to tweak the defaults, or like whether it should be recommended for certain users, or maybe it should be asking Emacs devs to do something about the defaults. And what I did some time ago is exactly this. I tried to collect the user statistics. So I wrote a small package on ELP. So, and some users installed this package and then reported back with statistics of the garbage collection for their particular use. By now we have obtained 129 user submissions with over 1 million GC records in there. So like some of these submissions used default GC settings without any customizations. Some used increased GC cons threshold and GC cons percentage. So using this data, we can try to draw some reliable conclusions on what should be done and whether should anything be done about garbage collection on Emacs dev level or at least on user level. Of course, we need to keep in mind that there's some kind of bias, because it's more likely that users who already have problems with GC, or they think they have problems with GC, will report and submit the data. But anyway, having a statistic is much more useful than just having anecdotal evidences from one or other Reddit posts. And just one thing I will do during the rest of my presentation is that for all the statistics, I will normalize user data so that every user contributes equally. For example, if one user submits like 100 hours Emacs uptime statistics, another user submits 1 hour Emacs uptime, then I'll anyway make it so that they contribute equally. Let's start from one of the most obvious things we can look into, is which is the time it takes for garbage collection, to the single garbage collection process. Here you see frequency distribution of GC duration for all the 129 users we got. And you can see that most of the garbage collections are done quite quickly, in less than 0.1 second. And less than 0.1 second is usually just not noticeable. So even though there is garbage collection, it will not interrupt the like working in Emacs. However, there is a fraction of users who experience garbage collection that takes like 0.2, 0.3, or even half a second, which will be quite noticeable. For the purposes of this study, I will consider that anything that is less than 0.1 second, which is insignificant, so like you will not notice it, and all Emacs usage will be just normal. But if it's more than 0.1 or 0.2 seconds, then it will be very noticeable, and you will see that Emacs is hang for a little while or not so little while. In terms of numbers, it's better to plot the statistics not as a distribution, but as a cumulative distribution. So like at every point of this graph, you'll see like, for example, here 0.4 seconds, you have this percent of like almost 90% of users have no more than 0.4 GC duration. So like we can look here, if we take one GC, a critical GC duration, which is 0.1 second, and look at how many users have it. So we have 56%, so like 44% users have less than 0.1 second GC duration, and the rest, 56%, have more than 0.1 second. So you can see like more than half of users actually have noticeable GC delay, so like Emacs freezes for some noticeable time. And a quarter of users actually have very noticeable, so like Emacs freezes so such that you see an actual delay at the speed that Emacs actually has, which is quite significant and important point. But apart from the duration of each individual GC, it is important to see how frequent it is, because even if you do notice the delay, even a few seconds delay, it doesn't matter if it happens once during the whole Emacs session. So if you look into frequency distribution, again, here you plot the time between subsequent garbage collections versus how frequent it is. And we have a very clear trend that most of the garbage collections are quite frequent. Like we talk about every few seconds or few tens of seconds, with a few outliers, which are at very round numbers, like 60 seconds, 120 seconds, 300 seconds. These are usually timers. So like you have some call, something running on timer, and then it is complex command and it triggers garbage collection. But it's not the majority. Again, to run the numbers, it's better to look into cumulative distribution and see that 50% of garbage collections are basically less than 10 seconds apart. And if we can combine it with previous data, and we look into whatever garbage collection takes less than 10 seconds from each other, and also takes more than, say, 0.1 seconds. So, and then we see that one quarter of all garbage collections are just noticeable and also frequent. And 9% are not, like, more than 0.2%, like, very noticeable and also frequent. So basically, it constitutes some kind of Emacs freezing. So 9% of all the garbage collection Emacs freezing. Of course, if you remember, there is a bias, but 9% is quite a significant number. So garbage collection can really slow down things, not for everyone, but for a significant fraction of users. Another thing I'd like to look into is what I call agglomerated GCs. What I mean by agglomerated is when you have one garbage collection and then another garbage collection immediately after it. So like in terms of numbers, I took every subsequent garbage collection, which is either immediately after or no more than 1 second after each. So from point of view of users, it's like multiple garbage collection. They add up together into one giant garbage collection. And if you look into numbers of how many agglomerated garbage collections there are, you can see even numbers over 100. So like 100 garbage collection going one after another. Even if you think about each garbage collection taking 0.1 second, if we look into 100 of them, it's total 10 seconds. It's just like Emacs hanging forever. Or like, and significant number is also 10. So garbage collection. Again, this would be very annoying to meet such thing. How frequently does it happen? Again, we can plot cumulative distribution, and we see that 20%, like 19% of all the garbage collection are at least two together, and 8% are like more than 10. So like you think about, oh, each garbage collection is not taking much time, but when you have 10 of them, yeah, that becomes a problem. Another thing is to answer a question that some people complain about, is that longer you use Emacs, the slower Emacs becomes. Of course, it may be caused by garbage collection, and I wanted to look into how garbage collection time and other parameters are evolving over time. And what I can see here is a cumulative distribution of GC duration for like first 10 minutes of Emacs uptime, first 100 minutes, first 1000 minutes. And if you look closer, then you see that the each individual garbage collection on average takes longer as you use Emacs longer. However, this longer is not much. It's like maybe 10%. Like basically, garbage collection gets like slows Emacs down more as you use Emacs more, but not much. So basically, if you do you see Emacs being slower and slower over time, it's probably not really garbage collection because it doesn't change too much. And if you look into time between individual garbage collections, and you see that the time actually increases as you use Emacs longer, which makes sense because initially, like first few minutes, you have all kind of packages loading, like all deferred loading, and then later everything is loaded and things become more stable. So the conclusion on this part is that if Emacs becomes slower in a long session, it's probably not caused by garbage collection. And one word of warning, of course, is that it's all nice and all when I present the statistics, but it's only an average. And if you are an actual user, like here is one example, which shows a total garbage collection time, like accumulated together over Emacs uptime. And you see different lines which correspond to different sessions of one user. And you see they are wildly different. Like one time there is almost no garbage collection. Another time you see garbage collection because like probably Emacs is used more actively or like different pattern of usage. And even during a single Emacs session, you see a different slope on of this curve, which means that sometimes garbage collection is infrequent and sometimes it's much more frequent. So it's probably much more noticeable one time and less noticeable other time. So you think about these statistics, of course, they only represent an average usage, but sometimes it can get worse, sometimes it can get better. The last parameter I'd like to talk about is garbage collection during Emacs init. Basically, if you think about what happens during Emacs init, like when Emacs just starting up, then whatever garbage collection there, it one or it's several times, it all contributes to Emacs taking longer to start. And again, we can look into the statistic and see what is the total GC duration after Emacs init. And we see that 50% of all the submissions, garbage collection adds up more than 1 second to Emacs init time. And for 20% of users, is excess 3 seconds Emacs start time, which is very significant, especially for people who are used to Vim, which can start in like a fraction of seconds. Like, and here it just does garbage collection because garbage collection is not everything Emacs does during startup, adds up more to the load. Okay, that's all nice and all, but what can we do about these statistics? Can we draw any conclusions? And the answer is, of course, like the most important conclusion here is that yes, garbage collection can slow down Emacs, at least for some people. And what to do about it? There are two variables which you can tweak. You've got GCcons threshold, GCcons percentage. And having the statistics, I can at least look a little bit into what is the effect of increasing these variables. Like, most people just increase GCcons threshold. And like for all the submissions people did increase, and it doesn't make much sense to decrease it, like to make things worse. Of course, for these statistics, the exact values of these increased thresholds are not always the same, but at least we can look into some trends. So first, an obvious thing we can observe is when we compare the standard GC settings, standard thresholds, and increased thresholds for time between subsequent GCs, And as one might expect, if you increase the threshold, Emacs will do garbage collection less frequently, so the spacing between garbage collection increases. Yeah, okay. The only thing is that if garbage collection is less frequent, then each individual garbage collection becomes longer. So if you think about increasing garbage collection thresholds, be prepared that in each individual time Emacs increases, will take longer. This one caveat. This one caveat when we talk about this agglomerated GCs feature one after other. Like if you increase the threshold sufficiently, then whatever happened that garbage collections were like done one after other, we can now make it so that they are actually separated. So like you don't see one giant freeze caused by like 10 GCs in a row. Instead, you can make it so that they are separated. And in statistics, it's very clear that the number of agglomerated garbage collections decreases dramatically when you increase the thresholds. It's particularly evident when we look into startup time. If you look at GC duration during Emacs startup, and if we look into what happens when you increase the thresholds, it's very clear that Emacs startup become faster when you increase the GC thresholds. So that's all for actual user statistics. And now let's try to run into some like actual recommendations on what numbers to set. And before we start, let me explain a little bit about the difference between these two variables, which is GC constant threshold and GC constant percentage. So if you think about Emacs memory, like there's a certain memory allocated by Emacs. And then as you run commands and generally use Emacs, there is more memory allocated. And Emacs decides when to do garbage collection according to these two variables. And actually what it does, it chooses the larger one. So say you are late in Emacs session, you have a lot of Emacs memory allocated, then you have GC const percentage, which is percent of the already allocated memory. And that percent is probably going to be the largest, because you have more memory, and like memory means that percent of it is larger, so like you have a larger number caused by GC const percentage. So in this scenario, when Emacs session is already running for a long time and there is a lot of memory allocated, you have GC const percentage controlling the garbage collection. While early in Emacs, there is not much memory allocated, Emacs just starting up, then GC const threshold is controlling how frequently garbage collection happens, because smaller allocated memory means its percentage will be a small number. So in terms of default values, at least, GC const threshold is 800 kilobytes and GC const percentage is 10%. So GC const percentage becomes larger than that threshold when you have more than 8 megabytes of allocated memory by Emacs, which is quite early, and it will probably hold just during the startup. And once you start using Emacs, and once you load all the histories, all the kinds of buffers, it's probably going to take much more than 8 megabytes. So now we understand this, we can draw certain recommendations about tweaking the GC thresholds. So first of all, I need to emphasize that anytime you increase GC threshold, then individual garbage collection time increases. So it's not free at all. If you don't have problems with garbage collection, which is half of the users, don't have much problem, you don't need to tweak anything. Only when GC is frequent and slow, when Emacs is really, really freezing frequently, you may consider increasing GC thresholds only. And in particular, I recommend increasing GC const percentage, because that's what mostly controls GC when Emacs is running for long session. And the numbers are probably we can estimate the effect of these numbers. Like for example, if you have a default value of 0.1% for GC const percentage, 0.1, which is 10%, and increase it twice, Obviously, you get twice less frequent GCs, but it will come at the cost of extra 10% GC time. And if you increase 10 times, you can think about 10x less frequent GCs, but almost twice longer individual garbage collection time. So probably you want to set a number closer to 0.2. Another part of the users may actually try to optimize Emacs startup time, which is quite a frequent problem. In this case, it's probably better to increase GC control, but not too much. So, like, first of all, it makes sense to check whether garbage collection is a problem at all during startup. And there are two variables which can show what is happening with garbage collection. So GC is done is a variable that shows how many garbage collection, like what is the number of garbage collections triggered. Like when you check the value or right after you start Emacs, you will see that number. And GC elapsed variable, which gives you a number of seconds which Emacs spent in doing garbage collection. So this is probably the most important variable. And if you see it's large, then you may consider tweaking it for the Emacs startup. We can estimate some bounds because in the statistics, I never saw anything that is more than 10 seconds extra, which even 10 seconds is probably like a really, really hard upper bound. So for say, if you want to decrease the GC contribution, like order of magnitude, or like two orders of magnitude, let's say like, as a really hard top estimate, then it corresponds to 80 megabytes GC consumption threshold and probably much less. So like there's no point setting it to a few hundred megabytes. Of course, there's one caveat which is important to keep in mind, increasing the GC thresholds is not just increasing individual GC time. There's also an actual real impact on the RAM usage. So like, if you increase GC threshold, it increases the RAM usage of Emacs. And you shouldn't think that like, okay, I increase the threshold by like 100 megabytes, then 100 megabytes extra RAM usage doesn't matter. It's not 100 megabytes. Because less frequent garbage collection means it will lead to memory fragmentation. So in practice, if you increase the thresholds to tens or hundreds of megabytes, we are talking about gigabytes extra RAM usage. Like for me personally, when I tried to play with GC thresholds, I have seen Emacs taking 2 gigabytes, like compared to several times less when with default settings. So it's not free at all, and only like either when you have a lot of free RAM and you don't care, or when your Emacs is really slow, then you may need to consider this tweaking these defaults. So again, don't tweak defaults if you don't really have a problem. And of course, this RAM problem is a big, big deal for Emacs devs, because from the point of single user, you have like normal laptop, most likely like normal PC with a lot of RAM, you don't care about these things too much. But Emacs in general can run on like all kinds of machines, including low-end machines with very limited RAM. And anytime Emacs developers consider increasing the defaults for garbage collection, it's like they always have to consider, oh, if you increase them too much, then Emacs may just stop running on certain platforms. So that's a very big consideration in terms of the global defaults for everyone. Although I would say that it might be related to the safe to increase GC cons threshold, because it mostly affects startup, and during startup it's probably not the peak usage of Emacs, and like as Emacs runs for longer, it's probably where the most of RAM will be used later. On the other hand, GC cons percentage is much more debating, because it has pros and cons. It will increase the RAM usage, it will increase the individual GC time. So if we consider changing it, it's much more tricky, and we have discussed and probably measure the impact on users. And final note on from the point of view of Emacs development is that this simple mark and sweep algorithm is like a very old and not the state of art algorithm. There are variants of garbage collection that are like totally non-blocking. So Emacs just doesn't have to freeze during the garbage collection. Or there are variants of garbage collection algorithm that do not scan all the memory, just fraction of it, and scan another fraction less frequently. So there are actually ways just to change the garbage collection algorithm to make things much faster. Of course, unlike just changing the numbers of variables, like the numbers of variable values, it's much more tricky and one has to implement it. Obviously, it would be nice if someone implements it, but so far it's not happening. So yeah, it would be nice, but maybe not so quickly. There's more chance to change the defaults here. To conclude, let me reiterate the most important points. So from point of view of users, you need to understand that yes, garbage collection may be a problem, but not for everyone. So like you should only think about changing the variables when you really know that the garbage collection is the problem for you. So like if you have slow Emacs startup and you know that it's caused by garbage collection, like by you can check the GC elapsed variable, then you may increase GCCon threshold like to a few tens of megabytes, not more. It doesn't make sense to increase it much more. And if you really have major problems with Emacs being slaggy, then you can increase GCCon percentage to like 0.2, 0.3 maybe. One is probably overkill, but do watch your Emacs RAM usage. It may be really impacted. For Emacs developers, I'd like to emphasize that there is a real problem with garbage collection, and 9% of all the garbage collection data points we have correspond to really slow noticeable Emacs freezing and really frequent, less than 10 seconds. I'd say that it's really worth increasing GCCon threshold, at least during startup, because it really impacts the Emacs startup time, making Emacs startup much faster. Ideally, we need to re-implement the garbage collection algorithm. Of course, it's not easy, but it would be really nice. And for GCCon percentage defaults, it's hard to say. We may consider changing it, but it's up to discussion and we probably need to be conservative here. So we came to the end of my talk, and this presentation, all the data will be available publicly, and you can reproduce all the statistic graphs if you wish. And thank you for attention.